The FT.
Fracking involves blasting shale rock deep underground with a mix of water, sand and chemicals to smash it and release pockets of gas. It has transformed the US economy and dramatically reduced its dependence on imported oil and gas. But opponents say it can damage crops, pollute water supplies, and it's incompatible with a commitment to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. It's not permitted in France, Germany or the state of New York. In the UK, a debate is raging over whether to allow fracking to go ahead. I'm Andrew Bounds and I visited Preston, site of the latest battle over the future of shale gas. Protesters outside County Hall in Preston want to stop energy company Quadrilla drilling 8 wells nearby to exploit gas reserves deep in the rock. Inside, Lancashire County councillors are trying to balance the demand from government and industry for access to a cheap local energy supply with the fears of residents and environmentalists. They met to determine 2 planning applications for Quadrilla, the first in the UK since 2011. That was when a minor earthquake near Blackpool was blamed on fracking and companies drew back. Those in favour say it will bring jobs and investment to a deprived area and help manufacturers in Britain's industrial heartland compete. Communities will receive some royalties and tax receipts will go into a sovereign wealth fund to invest in local areas. I interviewed some of those who arrived to speak publicly at the meeting. Arthur Parson from Preston secured a job with Quadrilla and says it has given locals the chance to join the global oil and gas industry.
I just think it would be a great opportunity for everyone from Preston and the surrounding in Lancashire to get on board and obviously do the same as what I've done, which is start at the bottom through training, mentoring, all the skills Quadrilla have given me and the opportunity and investment in me, they can do the same. And obviously I want this to come to Lancashire and be a great thing for everyone.
But opposition in the rural areas where gas is found is growing. Robert Silverwood's cafe in Lytham St Anne's on the coast has become a hub for protesters. He lives near one of the proposed fracking sites at Little Plumpton.
I'm against fracking for a number of reasons. One is that it's uninsurable. I've been to the NFU this morning and bearing in mind they are the National Farmers Union, and they have said that the only way that they will insure is on a third party basis against tremor and earthquake, but all the toxic poisoning that can happen through fracking will not be covered. And they said there is no insurance company in this country that will insure against that. They have been asking the government what will be in place to help in the case of compensation. The government has said it's thinking about it, but it hasn't come up with any resolve. And that really is one reason alone why these 2 planning permissions should be chucked out, because there is nothing in place to protect people. The other thing is the blight, it's the land blight. I have a cafe. We're in Lytham. Lytham is a rural town, people forget that. It's fringed by countryside. Farmers, I'm very concerned for them. I'm not about the farmers who've allowed them on the land. They can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. But it's the neighbouring land, the neighbouring farmers, because they're the ones that when that flaring starts, and that flare is coming from the deep earth and it's carrying with it all your toxins. So it's your radon, your arsenic, your cadmium, all the stuff, your benzene, all the stuff that is not only radioactive but cannot be disposed of in a normal, natural way. And this will be coming down onto people's land. And it seems to me that from the very first minute or the first few seconds that that flaring starts, they have to shut that land down.
Council planning officers recommended rejecting the applications, not because of the fracking itself, but because of increased levels of nighttime noise and lorry traffic. Quadrilla asked for more time to address these issues with revised plans. After taking lengthy legal advice, councillors voted to delay for at least 8 weeks, to the applause of opponents in the chamber. Lee Petts formed the North West Energy Task Force, a group of businesses who support fracking. His waste company could take on more employees if it goes ahead, he said, and he expressed disappointment at the delay.
Every delay is another reason to defer investment and confidence that this is going to happen. And what you've got to remember is that many of the companies involved in this already and that could be involved in it will be small and medium-sized enterprises that suffer disproportionately as a result of all these delays. But many of them as well, particularly in engineering disciplines that could be required here in Lancashire for shale gas development, were previously told that there was a huge opportunity for them in new nuclear. And that too has been kicked into the long grass progressively by different governments and our inability to manage energy policy in Britain. And a number of those companies will now be thinking, well, hang on, this is the nuclear scenario all over again. Is it worth us putting the time and effort into really considering this opportunity? And I imagine a lot of them will be put off, particularly by this additional delay today.
Battle will be rejoined in 8 weeks. But whatever the outcome, feelings are running high on both sides of the debate. It seems fracking does not just split rocks, but whole communities. Andrew Bounds, Financial Times, Preston.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.